Oh my gosh, hi.
Hello. Sorry, you were pointing at me and I thought you were like waiting for me to say something to get this
That is
started.
so
Like,
funny.
and then it was like recording started. I was like, oh, that's what we're
Oh my
waiting
gosh, you're drinking out of your Ranger's cup?
for. I am. You didn't notice that?
No. Oh my God, I love it. I drink a beer out of that cup.
You want to hear a really funny story right now? Hold on. Speaking of that,
Always.
earlier while we were recording, I tried to take a sip out of this, but my straw. For those who can't see, I was trying to take a sip out of my straw, but I was also laughing at whatever it was that our guest and us were talking about. And right now, I'm on an antibiotic that I'm having a very funny. So I've got an ear infection. So I'm on an antibiotic. This is a very involved story. And it's literally like one of the side effects that I'm experiencing right now is like my mouth is like my taste has changed. My tongue is kind of numb. And but like this side of my face is like low key, like almost as if like I went to the dentist and got like Novocaine and like my side of my face is like a little bit paralyzed. So I was trying to drink out of this straw, but I'm laughing and I literally like almost just like nothing was coming out of the straw. Like nothing was happening. There was no suction. Like I like a sip was not had. I'm struggling and I keep like I'm like sipping water and it's like coming out of the side of my face. I'm like I literally have a hole in my mouth
Do you
right now.
have Bell's palsy? Is that what this is?
Like low key, but no, maybe.
It sounds like it.
It's possible.
Literally, it sounds like Bell's palsy.
Literally this whole and I keep noticing.
Ear crap aside.
Yeah, no, because like I also I can't hear out of the side of my ear right now. Like this whole side of my face is
Honey
like.
girl, go back to the doctor.
I know. I'm a little bit like I'm almost like should I call my doctor and tell her that I'm having a reaction to amoxicillin because like
Yes.
it's under the penicillin umbrella and that's something that like doctors need to know if you're allergic to.
Yes, you need to call your doctor again.
I
Yes,
have
you
like
do.
you can even almost see it in the way that I'm like
I
smiling right
know, which is
now.
why I'm telling you that looks like Bell's palsy. Because that's what happens.
Yeah. So I really just gave the entirety of the Hockey Girls listeners my current health
It's
like
fine. It's been going on for like 2 weeks now, so it's not like it's new. Well,
1 week, thankfully.
you know what? It feels like longer.
It does. Believe me, it does.
So.
Yeah, this is a big reason why there was no episode last week. I could
Yeah.
not get my shit together.
Couldn't like be alive. We couldn't schedule to save our lives. Our schedules were both just so different that week.
I was so dead last week.
We were not good.
Yeah, I mean, Grim Reaper was knocking on my door, and I said, "Bestie, I'm gonna need you to come back later because I can't get up, can't let you in." Like,
That was the worst time for me to take a bite of my food. Wow, hilarious. I almost choked.
oh man. So, but you know what's funny?
Great.
In all this time, have I been watching hockey? Yes. Have I been falling asleep during hockey? Also, yes.
I love it. I think I managed to catch like part of one game or two, honestly, within the past like 2 weeks alone. I think I've worked 10 or so games myself,
Yeah.
because I do technically work for two teams now.
Yeah.
So it's like I had zero time, you had zero time, plus you were sick,
Yeah.
plus we're super busy. And then one game was like the biggest thing ever. And it was like I barely talked to anyone that day. I was so busy. Like it's,
Yeah. Was that the Thunder night?
yeah.
That looked fun.
Boom Boom, the Thunder mascot came out of retirement. For
That
this,
name gets me every time. And you know what? I think it's
because she
because
does the whole little belly thing.
no, the name, for whatever reason, it makes me think of Sky High, the movie. Because there's if I remember right, there's a line in it when they all get turned back into babies. Do you remember this? Do you remember this?
Sky High was a fever dream.
Literally! Oh my God. But like one of them says something like, oh, I made a boom boom.
Wow.
So you told me that name, and I was like, oh my God, babies.
His name. I didn't name him.
I know, I didn't say you did, but I just
But
it
it
made
was
sense.
super, super cool. So I got to work with him for
Yeah.
that game, which was insane. Like I actually got so emotional.
Aww.
Because like And how many people get to do that? That's crazy. Like, the team, like Las Vegas Thunder folded as a team when I was 1 month old.
I know, I was going to say, I literally don't
and
even remember.
And like,
I remember the Wranglers.
Yeah, exactly. But like Las Vegas Thunder, it was 90s. And so they folded a month at, like April of 99. And I was born in March of 99. So it's like, I was like so emotional that day.
I wasn't even, if it folded April, I wasn't even born yet. So
I know. Oh yeah, I am older than you. Eh.
1 month.
Month and a half, two-ish. I don't know. Technicalities. I'm older. Anyways.
Whatever.
But it was super, super cool. It was really like emotional for me. The game was amazing. Silver Knights won. Super dope. But busy as all get out.
Yeah, no kidding. Oof, yeah. Busy and getting busier.
New mascot days or something else, let me tell you. The fact that I've had two of those now is like, oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
Wait, what did you say? Two mascot days?
Two mascot days. So we had two mascots.
You've only had two of those? Because Chance and Lucky, and then Thunder and Lucky, are those the only two?
Boom Boom and Lucky, yes. Yeah.
Did I say Chance and Lucky again? Wait, what did I just say?
You said Thunder. His name is not Thunder.
Whatever.
Thunder. Yeah, those are the other two mascot game I missed because of family reasons.
Right.
So I just wasn't there for that. But yeah, the only other two times that it's happened, I've been on duty, to put it simply. So
I was at the one with Chance and Lucky. So that's fun. Aw, cute.
Cool. It was cool. It was so fun. So it was like super emotional because he came out of retirement. Last appearance that Boom Boom had was like 5 years ago for something else.
Wow.
And it's, oh my gosh. Everyone was like super excited to see him.
Cute.
And it was just so cool to experience. So
I love that they did that. I hope they do that again.
I hope so too, honestly. It was sick. We love a retro night.
We love.
Mm-hmm.
So
anyways, it's busy as fuck.
Yeah, no kidding. But also, okay, like I keep getting, obviously I get like game updates and whatnot, but I feel like headlines have been a little dry lately in terms of like.
Is that just me not reading them, or have they actually not been that?
Thank you. I can't tell if it's just me or if this is just a quiet season, and I'm going to knock on wood because everyone knows that you say the Q word in any capacity and shit hits the fan. I don't know. I did see, and this one I didn't write down in my notes today, but I did see there was a jersey retirement recently.
Miller for Buffalo.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
But that was another thing. I was like, I feel like last season there were so many milestones and so many things. And this season, like, I haven't seen a ton.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot that I wanted to talk about this. I was going to write this down a couple days ago, but I just feel like I've been and again, maybe it's just me not paying attention as closely as I was last season.
Yeah, we're driving the struggle bus this season.
A little bit.
The struggle bus is running over me. Like,
got a little comfortable, I would say, but oh well. I mean,
it happens. We're here, surviving.
Yeah, I love it. But in terms of the headlines that I do have, let's hit it. So Evander Kane is back.
I'm shocked he came back kind of like, and it's not quick, but quicker than I thought he would be.
Yeah, I didn't think it was gonna be like a season ending. I mean, they didn't say it was season ending or anything like that.
But with something so serious, you'd think he would probably take more time,
right?
Considering how fucking scary it is and how close to literal death he was. If you missed it, when did this happen?
This
like November-ish? October?
Yes, it was November because I was dog sitting way out, that was November. Yeah.
November, Evander Kane was in literally like a fluke accident kind of.
Yeah. And
during a game against Tampa Bay Lightning, Pat Maroon skated over Evander Kane's wrist. And literally sliced through it. Like, had to, if he waited a second later to get off the ice or to get to the hospital, like, he could have died.
Yeah, could have bled out.
Oh, yeah.
He was very, very lucky. And he said that in all of like his statements, very lucky with how it turned out.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like that was a really quick recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's great. I just, from what I know, like, and this is not equivalent. I've had people that I know that have like cut their hand like very severely and like ruined tendons and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like I said, not to the severity of Evander Kane, but even then I'm like, they still to this day have not gained like full mobility of that, you know, like, you know, those ligaments and whatnot, tendons. So the fact that he had a very severe injury, I'm like, and you're back.
Surgery. He had surgery on it.
I believe. January, you're back 2 months later. Two and a half. Was it 2.5 months? Because it was like
three-ish.
November 11th-ish, November 10th-ish.
Yeah.
You're back 2.5 months later. Like, shit. Like,
that's like, it's impressive, but it's also like, wow.
And it, I mean, it's just a testament to their like team of doctors and rehab, physical therapists, stuff like that. Like,
for sure.
They want to get back out there, so they're going to do whatever they can to make it as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. So that's good. It's good that he's back. I hear that Pat Maroon was, I mean, he was back on, and they were playing Tampa.
Yeah. So Evander Kane's second game back, it was second. Against Tampa as well. And he and Pat Maroon had a little moment.
Yeah. It was a cute video.
Pat Maroon was mic'd up, but I did not get to see what was said.
Yeah.
They did release like the audio of it, but I haven't listened to it.
What's funny about that though is I saw the video. I think I sent it to you over TikTok.
Yeah.
And all the comments were like, yeah, but then in the caption it was like, no bad blood between Maroon and Kane. And I'm like, obviously it was an accident. Like,
of course.
But in the comments, people were like, yeah, but then he got into they both got into fights, like second period or something.
That's how this shit works.
I was like, that's the game.
That's the name of the game. That's how this goes.
Like, they're bros, obviously, but they can duke it out, you know, throw a couple punches, it's fine. I don't even think, I don't know if they got even into a fight with each other or just it was Pat Maroon got into a fight later that game or something. I don't know. But those comments were just making me laugh.
Fighting. What else is new? Come on.
I was like, that's the whole point of hockey is to get into a fight.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's the only one that's like really, really allowed.
Exactly.
Take it while you can.
Seriously. So we've got Evander Kane back, but guess who's out?
Oh, this broke my heart.
This was so sad. Cole Caulfield.
I am this poor guy.
Another goal, Caulfield is out.
Another goal.
So, homie.
Oh, like, I'm hurt.
I know. Well, I feel like he was having a pretty good season. Like, when I looked at it's Cole Caulfield, so of course he was.
Cole Caulfield. Of course.
He's out for the rest of the season. Oh, I will say though, I don't even know where like Montreal is at like standings wise.
Oh, I thought you meant generally. It was like, honey girl, it's in Canada. Even I know that.
I thank you.
You're literally the Canadians.
Thank you so much for just really roasting me there.
Oh, come on, that was so good.
I do, in fact, know that Montreal is in Canada. Thank you.
Unlike me, who apparently can never figure out where Detroit is.
Where's Detroit, Avery? Let's talk about that.
I know. It's so funny.
No, I don't know where they are in the standings. Do I know where Montreal is as a whole? Yes.
Yes. I've had to point it on a map now.
Don't ask me to point it out on a map.
Exactly.
They're last in their conference.
I mean, we all know what our favorite chirp was a year ago.
I'm sorry. They're last in their division. That's what I meant. In the conference, they're second.
Who's last in the league?
I love when you ask me that question. NHL standings. I love that I'm just, you know, whipping this out right now. Is it not going to let me?
You know, it's my favorite insult, so I always have to know who it is.
I know. Wait. Google is not helping me at the moment. So last in the league at the moment is Columbus. Oh, we should have.
Oh my gosh, I would never let him hear the end of this.
I hope our guest today is listening because they're last in the league. Anaheim moved up to third, last in the league. can you believe it? They're still, Arizona's still above them. I love that. So yeah, Montreal is 26th in the league right now. Okay. So their odds of having a season much, you know, more, much longer at the moment, not strong, but
not great.
Yeah, not great. But yeah, so Caulfield is out for the rest of the season with a shoulder injury. Apparently he's getting surgery soon. Oh, so I didn't even know that this.
I need him to get better. We can't. Yeah. Sorry.
You good?
My computer charger like falls out of the wall.
Oh, that's not good. You should really get that looked at.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. I'm like nobody. You keep talking. I'll handle this.
Okay, sounds good. yeah, I'm sad that Caulfield is out for the rest of the season. Because I mean, hey, we made this joke last year. Caulfield and Suzuki, 2024.
We had to change it to Zegras because Suzuki's Canadian.
I know, but a Suzuki, it's just so much funnier. Okay. I wish Caulfield a speedy recovery. I just wish that he was better for the rest of the season, but I hope his surgery goes well.
Have a season ending injury. That makes
me he's 22.
I know. He's a baby.
That makes me think, though, have we heard anything about Nolan Patrick? I know that like it's really coming out of left field.
No. I love Nolan Patrick, and I'm look for signs of life often, but no, I haven't seen anything about Nolan, and it makes me so sad.
Yeah,
he is our age. He's been plagued with head injuries the past few years to the point where this is now, I believe, the second full season in the past 3 years.
Yeah,
or so 3 years or so, maybe four, that he's had to sit out a complete season.
Yeah.
And Nathan MacKinnon, I don't think I will ever fucking forgive you.
You're never going to forgive.
I saw it happen and I was like, get me on the ice right now. I will throw down.
Well, that's what I am curious what happened with the Caulfield injury. If it was like during a game, which I mean, it sounds to me like it was, but
yeah,
the article that I read didn't mention anything about like when it happened or anything like that. So I'm like, oh man, like if someone hit him, I mean, that's, as we all know, that's the name of the game. But if someone hit him and ended his season, I'm seeking revenge on whoever that was because, ouch.
Got there. Sorry.
You might want to.
Sorry. No, I totally just Googled it, what the Golden Knights like injury list is, the injury report. At least this is as of 5 days ago.
Okay.
The only ones listed for out the entire season, Robin Leonard, Nolan Patrick, and Shea Weber, who I completely forgot was acquired. Because they basically like swallowed his salary, you know?
Oh my God, I completely
forgot. He's out. He's out for like the whole season.
Wow.
But yeah, no news on Nolan Patrick. Robin Leonard.
No news on his injury, but we did just find out that he filed for bankruptcy.
Bro, when I say that shook me up.
Did you read the article? Something about
I didn't get to, but I know that like it, in a weird way, I wouldn't say I'm surprised.
I don't remember like what the first part of it was. Or no, that's a lie. I do remember. So he and I want to say his dad, correct me if I'm wrong, internet. Had like a business venture and they were supposed to start paying back loans and they
never did. The snake farm.
Yeah, and then there's a snake farm too that he's got, like all these exotic snakes. And
oh my gosh, literally the title of this article is how Robin Leonard's snake farm purchase led to a Tiger King like ordeal.
Yeah. No, literally.
That I did not know about. I knew about how it came from the snake farm. Here's the thing, is I knew he had this weird thing about snakes.
Yeah.
And I knew that he paid hella money for some random ass super rare snake. And I remember because this just showed up like on Facebook on like the news.
like I remember not even a local one. Yeah. And I looked at that and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why? And it made no sense to me. So the fact that he's like a snake farm, I'm like, let me read about this.
A whole farm. And it's not even in Nevada. Like it's in like Illinois or something. Not Illinois, but it's in some like very random state. That's like.
It is a snake breeding business.
Yeah.
That was purchased in 2017.
For like a million some odd dollars. Yeah.
Oh, there's tea in this.
No, I know.
No, that was something else. Anyways, moral of this story is no update on Nolan Patrick.
Yeah, the way that was completely. Yeah. I didn't even have that written down to talk about.
No, I totally forgot too.
Oh, but yeah.
I was at work when I saw it.
So was I, technically. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. I have some fun, like a fun little story that just happened. Mm-hmm. So don't ask me first names because I don't remember them. But the Senators and the Penguins just played against each other, and they each have the Joseph brothers is their name. Last name's Joseph. And this was their first time playing against each other in an NHL game. Guess what freaking happened? So first of all, super cute. Both their parents were in the audience. The dad was wearing Senators.
Audience? It's a crowd.
Yeah. It's also an audience. So fuck but you.
That sounds way more formal. That's like theater talk. This is sport talk. It's a crowd.
Their parents were in the crowd. And dad was wearing Senators jersey. Mom wearing Penguins. Super cute. Thank you. At some point in the game, they're both on the ice. They both freaking high-sticked each other. And they both got sent to the penalty box. When I tell you, the entire crowd was dying laughing. They have it on camera, their parents both just being like, hands up, like, we don't know what to say. Like, these are our boys. Like, this is on brand. Like, it very much.
This is on brand.
Yeah, it very much looked like this is on brand. Like, of course, they would end up in the penalty box for a penalty on each other.
Yeah.
And they're brothers. Like, I love when siblings play against each other. I think that's so funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, man. Oh, but unfortunately then, there's been some debate in the hockey community.
Mm.
I know, you seem so not excited to talk about this one. And I kind
of just because there's a lot of details right now that I don't know. Like I said, I saw a comment that was made. I know bare minimum of the situation.
Yeah.
And that's what I formed my opinion on. I don't know much else. So lay it out for us and then we'll talk.
Yes. So there's been a bit of a controversy with the Philadelphia Flyers Pride Night that they just had. Obviously, we all know all the NHL teams do different theme nights. You know, they've got their Military Appreciation Night. They've got, you know, Hockey Fights Cancer, Pride Night, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on. Lunar New Year. Like, there's so many things.
Tons.
That they're like, every team is just going to make a warm-up jersey for the start of the game. We'll auction off the jerseys, the sticks, and great, make money. You know,
mm-hmm.
The usual draw. So Flyers have their Pride Night. This was earlier this week. And one of the players, Provorov, decided to sit out of warmups, and he did not have a jersey made. His stick was not wrapped in the rainbow tape, none of it. Yeah. That caused quite the debate because he was not scratched or benched for the game at all. I will preface this by saying back in 2016, Torts was quoted by saying that if a player knelt during the national anthem, that he would bench the player for the game.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. That was something that he said in 2016. As of 2020, he changed his stance on that. And he said, if a player wanted to do any type of protest of something that we were doing or specifically to the national anthem, he was like, I'm ashamed that he faced a lot of backlash for that comment.
Gotcha.
In 2016, he faced a lot of backlash for that.
Okay.
So then 2020 rolls around, That was quite a heavy year. He did say, he was like, he was like, I really regret saying that. I've learned from that comment. I've learned from that backlash. If a player wanted to do something in protest, I just would want them to talk to me about it beforehand. We'll have a good discussion, figure out why they want to do this, and then go from there. He's like, but I wouldn't bench them or anything like that. So that's him. He's backing up his statement from that in this, because he didn't bench or scratch Ivan from the game. Now, a lot of people really did not like that. Ivan is Russian Orthodox. So yeah. his whole statement was, I support everybody's choices. Not so much support, but I respect the fact that everyone can make their own choices. This is my choice and my, you know, religion that I am just choosing to stand yeah. with. And, you know, so I yeah. decided to sit out. I'm not partaking in this.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't sit well with a lot of people, because it is just, you know, not a choice. This whole, like, you know, loving who you love, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's this choice of words, I think, that people just don't love.
What the fuck? Sorry. I have road rage and I'm not even in a car.
I know, I just noticed. I was like, that was
I didn't mean to ruin such a serious moment.
That was poorly timed.
I'm so sorry.
That was so poorly timed. Okay. But yeah, it was just his choice of words in his statement that a lot of people had an issue with. Because it is such a serious thing, you know, like they're trying to show their support for this community that people don't believe have rights, and you know, and that obviously rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. But even more so, what rubbed people the wrong way was that Torts backed him up, you know, and didn't scratch him from the game, didn't bench him, anything like that. So it's just a big controversy at the moment, because a lot of the comments that were made in support of Ivan were like, hey, like, let's leave the politics out of sports, this, that, and the other thing, which is a common phrase.
People do say that a lot.
Yeah. A lot of people just want the separation of, like, yeah. you know, politics or beliefs, et cetera,
yeah.
and sports, arts, et cetera. You know, they want that separation, and that, you can't say that if you're also going to be, you know, having a military appreciation night, this, that, and the other thing. Like, all of that is also politics, you know? So a lot of people were like, the same people that are trying to brush this under the rug are the people that would get mad if someone sat out for a military appreciation night. Which I kind of can't disagree with. You know what I mean?
It's not that I'm disagreeing, it's that those two are very different things.
They are. They're very different things.
So I wouldn't put that in the same kind of, like, category.
Personally. Yeah. I think,
like, I am up to speed with the situation now that we've, like, recapped it. I do know what I thought I knew.
Yeah.
Let's hear your thoughts first. Just because.
So
open conversation.
Yeah, I have contradicting thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, I agree with what people are saying, is that, like, you know, if your religion is, you know, your religious belief is that a group of people should not, you know, have basic human rights, that's wrong, you know, like, that's not what religion should be. That's not what, you know, like, that's not why God created us. That is just not being a good human, you know? And yet, on the flip side of that, that's part of his religion. So he has the right to stand by what he believes. And, you know, like, it's very much, it's so hard to, like, put into words how I feel about it. Cause it's like, you know, I am an ally, obviously. And these you know, the LGBT community should be lifted up, and they should know that they have a place in the NHL and in the hockey community and in the athletic world. They should 100%. There is no reason that anyone should be excluded from that, right? But how can I also at the same time say that there's no place for someone with religious beliefs? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And if they want to stand by their own personal belief, like, that's literally why the whole country was founded, was that everyone has their own freedom to express their beliefs, you know, and stand by their statements. Whether you believe it for me, it's always like, it always is just like a personal line that is drawn for each individual person of like what you will stand for and what you won't stand for, where you can separate, you know, sports and politics, where you can separate arts and politics, you know, like where you draw your line is different from where someone else would draw their line. So it's kind of hard. It's hard to like dictate that. And that's why I do love the fact that Torts went back on his, you know, 2016 statement and said, like, if someone wants to protest, that is fully within their right. I just want to have a conversation with them about it and take next steps so we can do this respectfully and, you know, still, you know, be progressive. But I get both sides, I think, is just where I'm coming down to. It's like, I understand the frustration from the LGBTQ community in seeing this. And it's like, how can you, you know, sit there and have a pride night and not reprimand one of your own team players for not supporting us? Like, how are you going to claim to have pride as a team when you don't, you know? But then I also understand like his side where he's like, well, I still have my own rights. You know what I mean? Like, I am still a person. Mm-hmm. I still have my own beliefs and they don't align with yours. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so hard. What do you think?
Well, and you know, like I said, even when I saw this before I heard all of the details, like this is going to sound harsher than I mean it to, but I didn't really think that, like, read much into it. I didn't think too much about it because as an individual, you do have your own rights. We have a right to our religion.
Right.
And Torts, I think, was being a good coach by standing up for his player as well as, you know, standing up for his team.
Right.
They were going to do Pride Night. That's great. We support that. That's awesome. But we do also support our one player's right to his own religion and his beliefs, as we all should. Everyone's allowed to believe what they want, whether you disagree with it or not. But it's interesting to me that comments are being made about how they wanted Ivan benched or scratched from the game, something like that. Because he said that he was going to do something like that years ago, which he's already come back on. Like, he came back on he went back on that statement, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, three years
ago. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, God, fuck, time. Anyways, but the thing is, it's like, you can't get mad at him for saying that in 2016.
Right.
And then get mad that he's not doing that right now.
Right.
That's one thing alone that kind of got me, is I was like, he's grown as a person. Yeah. He's still Torts, let's be honest. But he's protecting his player because that's his job. He's protecting the rest of his team because that's also his job.
Right.
He cares about them. Ivan himself, I don't see personally an issue with what he did. He did not hurt anybody in the process. He was not rude. He was not like aggressive in any kind of way. You know what I mean? Like, it was just a private little, I'm not comfortable with this. I'm going to sit this out.
Yeah.
That's not what I believe. You guys believe what you want. It's not that he's like saying that this community doesn't deserve rights as a person. It's like that I just don't believe in this.
Right.
Or this lifestyle. That's not for me. I'm going to sit this one out. That doesn't need to take away his ability to play his game. That's his job. You know, and the rest of the team still showing up. That's still pretty huge.
Yeah. And there were some like... Yeah, there were some statements as well taken from other players, other Flyers players that were like, well, I have a lot of like members of my family that are in the LGBTQ plus community. So this night is really important for me and sharing with them. And they were like, you know, it's hard to see another member of my team, like not like it was very much like not calling him out. But like also just in a way kind of being like, we're a little disappointed, but I mean, it is what it is. Like, we can't really do much.
Yeah. He's allowed to believe what he wants.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it could happen literally any other team, any other sport. It's like, they're still allowed to believe that for themselves.
And I will say
not like he's out there like shouting at everybody or like condemning it, literally condemning it verbally. He's not. Right. He's not.
Exactly.
Let's be honest, it could have been a lot worse than him just saying, hey, I don't believe this. I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve to be benched because of that.
It also was like another thing.
I believe.
Because of like the history with Russian Orthodox and the LGBTQ community, it was very hard to see, especially now with everything going on with Russia as well. It was like, hey, like, this maybe isn't the time to like take a stand, I guess,
at the same time.
But
at the same time, if it comes down to your faith or your job, and it hasn't come to that extreme, obviously, but he took a stand for his faith. And as a person with my own faith, I really admire that.
Yeah.
You know, in that way, I'm not condemning anybody right now. I support the community as well. It's just like, I can appreciate standing up for your faith and your beliefs.
Right.
In a very difficult setting.
Yeah.
Like, knowing he's probably going to look bad, he chose to do this anyways because his beliefs are that important.
Very public setting. I think it's just the publicity of it is something that I like you said, admire, because being able to take that stand,
hard thing to do,
is really hard.
Yeah. Even having private conversations with people about like my faith, I have difficult times doing sometimes. Like, it's vulnerable. It's very difficult, but it's something that you believe to your core. And that's honestly most important to people. So I can respect that. I'm not Russian Orthodox, but like, I can respect the faith that it takes and like the strength that it takes to actually do that, and willing to like be judged by a bunch of people who don't agree with you or don't believe the same things.
Yeah. Cause I
think that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard.
It's a very hard thing. I'm not condemning what he did really, because he was doing it for himself and his beliefs, but I'm not condemning, you know, the team for supporting Pride Night. Obviously, like, I've supported Pride Nights. I support the community. I have friends in the community. Like, it's just,
yeah,
it's a personal belief thing, and people are definitely taking it very, very far.
Yeah, it's, and like I said, I told you this earlier, I've been seeing so many videos in response to all this on my For You page on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Of people on both sides. Like, I have people, the first one I saw of it was someone who was very much like, how dare he, like, this sucks, like, am I still gonna support the team, obviously, but I hate that Ivan did this, et cetera, et cetera. And then I have people on the other side that are like, hey, like, this, it's hockey, like,
yeah.
But then you've got the people in the middle that are like, hey, like, we can't be saying that it's just hockey when you also have like these other theme nights that if a player sat out of those, you'd be mad, you'd be upset. Mm-hmm. Which is true. Like, I say that because I know people in my life that would be upset if a player sat out of like Military Appreciation Night or First Responders.
I would not be happy if a player did that personally, but at the same time, if that's their beliefs, so be it. That's not my business. I believe something different.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Exactly.
I'm not here to condemn anybody.
Right. So it's exactly like that. You know, I'm stuck in that point of like, this is where I draw my line. Mm-hmm. And these other, you know, you're drawing your line somewhere else. And that's for you to decide if like,
yeah,
it's the, you know, the end all be all.
I will say, it definitely seems to be more about perspective at this point, the debate itself.
I think so too. A lot of the comments I saw made very good points, and a lot of, you know, comments that I saw were kind of not making good points and just being petty. So it was like,
it's just like, you can't
force someone else to see things the way that you do. Right. And that's a hard thing for people to accept. And that's why things get so heated and so escalated. But that's what this is about right now, after the fact, and the fact that it's still being talked about a lot. Like, I know we're addressing it, but that's because, you know.
Yeah, we have to.
But we do. But it's a matter of perspective right now. And that's a very personal thing.
I think so, too. I think if you can separate, like for me, I have always been the type of person that I'm like, I will separate, you know, the art from the artist, or, you yeah. know, the athlete from the sport, you know, like but there are some instances where I'm like, I can't really make that separation, and I have to, you know, mm-hmm. get peace within myself. And I think that's really what it comes down to, is people just need to know where they draw the line.
Yeah.
So
it's a tough thing, but it's one of those things in life. It's like, it's going to happen. You're yeah. going to disagree with people. People are going to disagree with you. This is honestly an interesting circumstance where it wasn't violent. It wasn't, you know, no things were said in a terrible way. Like, it's just, I'm going to sit this one out. It's not what I believe. Cool. Yeah. Cool. Great. And then.
Yeah. It just kind of blew
up. It did. So.
Interesting.
So that's what happened this week. Oh, and a much fun more. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I just had a stroke. Wow. Way to move on.
Woo. Yeah. On a.
More fun note.
Yeah. I think we both just.
Much more fun note. We have someone very special here today.
Yes. Let's introduce our guest.
Someone who I love very, very much.
And I've only
met a certified bestie. You've met him twice.
Yeah, I think it really was
only one. He came to the restaurant, though. So that's why you've definitely met him twice.
Oh, yeah. I don't think
he was. He forgot about that, too.
Was he there the night that I was there?
I totally think he was, because everyone would, like, split, and I was throwing a fit, like, low-key.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So maybe it was twice.
I feel like you totally have. If not, you know enough.
Got him.
So he is a certified bestie. He is a stand-up comedian, a model, actor. He does everything. We love him.
All-around cool guy. But he knows nothing about hockey.
He doesn't know jack shit about hockey. And I kind of love him.
We asked him before we started this recording. We asked him, we were like, hey, like, so what, if anything, do you know about hockey? And he was like, I know Alexander Ovechkin. I was like, great. That's perfect. He was like, and I know Bob the goalie. And I was like, huh?
We're like, girl, what?
Like, what? And then obviously, quick Google, I realized who he was talking about, but.
But.
Goodness, that took a moment.
My goodness. We thought it would be very fun to play a little game.
Well, actually, what's funny is he brought this up to us.
Yeah, he did. The last time I saw him in person, he asked about the pod, how it was going, because we were about to start our second season.
Yeah.
Like, yo, how funny would it be if, like, I came on? And I was like, wait a minute.
Hysterical, actually.
We could work with this.
So we decided.
Months later, he's here.
We decided to test his hockey terminology knowledge. And it went some type of way. We'll just say
it went places.
It went places. So on that note, enjoy our quick little terminology test with Trent.
Oh my gosh. Hi.
Hello.
What's happening?
We have our newest guest on with us, good old Trent. Welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be fun.
I'm like so excited.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about it for like months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been.
Well, I hope this is good.
We've been waiting to have you. We're like excited to have you on. We've been trying to like figure out when to get you scheduled.
Okay. You know, scheduling you is like a tall order.
Oh, yeah. So busy. Am I the first non-hockey sports person on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yep. The first no hockey knowledge except for a couple things person.
Couple on names here and there.
Which I'm so excited about, because I think this is going to be very entertaining.
Good. Yeah, me too. Well, hopefully, yeah, you guys don't get canceled after this.
That is the hope.
different or something else?
You'd be fine.
It's going to be great. You're doing great.
So, little backstory. Let's just jump in here. How do you and Avery know each other? Because I've only met you like once. Twice? What? Twice?
Maybe twice? Twice. Mom's birthday, so twice.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, like, me and how Avery, long do you know each other?
Me and Avery go way back. Oh, yeah. We met at work, me working at a restaurant that she used to frequent quite often.
Love it.
And yeah, I've just been friends ever since.
Yeah. Good old besties ever since. Yeah. And so, like we said, your hockey knowledge is limited. What is it that you know again?
Not much.
Not much.
I know a couple players. I guess I know most. I would say I probably do know most of the teams, though, weirdly enough.
You've been to a couple games, you said. You've been to a couple games.
Columbus Blue Jacket games. I got my Columbus Chill shirt on. That was the minor league team in Columbus when I was growing up. So, been around hockey. I used to have a hockey haircut. Mullet?
Oh, you did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't know that.
I used
a bit of hairstyle since I've known you.
Yeah, I like to switch it up. I used to have a hockey video game for the Super Nintendo. So that's probably where a lot of knowing some players, learning all the teams and stuff like that. I used to have a couple hockey jerseys. Those used to be cool in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Are they not cool now?
Well, no. They were, for whatever, in the 90s, they were pretty big in the 90s.
Yeah. I think Snoop Dogg started that in the Gin and Juice video. He had like a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey, and he had, I think they're the Hartford Whalers. They were. I don't even know if that team's around anymore.
They were. They're not around anymore. I believe they basically got transformed into what's now the Canucks. Don't quote me on that. See? I might be wrong. But
so, dropping knowledge on y'all.
Yeah,
already.
You are. You know more than we thought.
Okay.
Yeah. But about the game in general, I don't know anything. You know, I play, because rollerblading as well was big. So I've messed around. You know, playing some like street hockey stuff, but yeah, I don't know any rules, anything like that.
Oh my god! In that case, I'm so excited for this. So we put together a list.
Yeah, we've got a fun game to play with you then.
Okay.
And also, you're naturally funny. You're funny for work, also. So this is gonna be great.
Okay.
So we have a whole
list. I love that naturally funny stuff.
Yeah, you are.
Are you disagreeing?
No, thank you. I I get told that a lot. I have a bit about that too, but we won't go into that on this.
I think I may have seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh yeah. Side note, in case anyone listening does not know, he does stand-up comedy as well.
I do.
Which we love to see.
I stand up and tell jokes.
Where can our listeners like find you on like social media or like
I mean, my Instagram is pretty much the only thing that I kind of am active on, but it's at Trillmix, TRILLMIXX.
Perfect.
Avery, why do you look like that?
It's so funny hearing you.
Is that embarrassing
like,
to you?
No, it's just obviously it's been like that for years. It's just like funny hearing you say it.
Yeah. No, that was what I had when I started Instagram.
Like, what the fuck is that?
It's kind of like a play on trail mix.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It is really goofy. And I've thought about changing it, but I don't know. I don't know. I'll get around to it.
Don't change it. You're goofy too, so it works.
Okay.
Do you have any shows coming up, Trent, that if people are in the area, they can see?
Yeah, if you're out in LA, well, I don't know, when does this come out? Because I have a show tomorrow, but that's probably
a day.
Let's see. What I'll plug.
Have a show tomorrow.
I have a pretty decent sized show coming up on the 15th, February 15th. It's a Wednesday at Flappers.
Ooh.
It's their Uncle Clyde's contest. It's the longest running comedy contest in LA.
Oh, is that the thing I saw you in last year?
Yeah, so they put me in the semifinals this year because I actually made the finals last year. But I couldn't go because I had a little family vacation already planned in Florida.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, but that's pretty much it. If anybody's in Los Angeles, you can get tickets at flappers.com. It's in Burbank. It's a pretty well-known club. So,
awesome.
I'm not hard to find, but yeah.
That's excellent. All right. We test your hockey knowledge now.
Let's do it.
I'm so excited. There's a lot of there's some of these that are like legit, but some are just like hockey slang that a bunch of like,
oh, that's fun.
Stuff. It's
really I love dumb. Slang stuff. I'm pretty good at stuff like that.
It's really funny. I think it's funny. Cars, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want to switch off? You have the list too.
Yeah. Let's just go like back and forth. You go ahead and get it started.
Okay. So what am I supposed to do? Just like kind of guess what this might be?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll hit you with the term, like the word, and then you in your
wherever best, your heart takes you.
Yeah. To the best of your ability. Give us the definition. Or if we want to switch it up later, we could give you the definition and you can try to guess the word.
Oh, okay.
We'll switch it up.
All right. That's fun.
That could go so many different ways.
Exactly. I feel like that'd be fun too. So
all right.
Oh goodness. All right.
Take it away.
First one. What is a forecheck?
Forecheck?
Yeah.
What a forecheck? I mean, it sounds like, is that when you check somebody with your forearm?
No, but getting closer.
Yeah, that wasn't too far.
Forecheck.
I'm kind of relieved you didn't say the one thing that you said when I brought this up in person.
Oh, no. You already asked me this one, huh?
Well, we didn't. It was just an example, but you're like, oh my God, is it like this? I was like, no.
No, what's a forecheck?
A forecheck is like a defensive play, applying pressure to the opposing team to regain control of the puck. So it's like you're just like in deep battling for the puck, you know?
They got a term for that?
It's called a forecheck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that, for one.
Okay, those we're good. Should we keep score? Carson, do you have a pen?
Oh yeah, we'll do Trent score. Currently 0-1.
Awesome. Okay. Cars, your turn. Like I said, we're starting with a few real ones and then we'll get into fun ones.
Yeah, we'll get into playing and whatnot. Okay, so what's icing?
Icing? Okay. Isn't that's when you surprise somebody with the Smirnoff ice and they gotta chug it.
Excellent. 0-2. I'm just kidding.
Oh no!
Damn.
Is that when you skate up to somebody real fast and then you slide and spray ice on them?
I was so hoping you were gonna say that because for the longest
I just time, did.
I was like, "That's icing."
Is that icing?
No.
Oh.
But that happened to me yesterday. Fun little side story. I was at work, and we wanted to take a video of someone doing that, and I had to hold the phone as they just like sprayed me like 3 times. It was insane. Anyways.
We love it.
But no, that is not icing, but.
Yes, unfortunately, yes. No. Icing.
What is that? What is that one?
So icing is when the puck is from behind the red line, crosses the opposite red goal line before a player can reach it.
Okay, so that's like an offsides.
No.
Well.
Okay.
It's basically like the puck was like out of play. No one was able to reach it for too long. So they just like bring it back in.
Play's got to stop. It goes back that way.
Okay.
Yeah. But speaking of which, the next one is offsides.
The next one is offsides?
Yeah. What's offsides?
Well, you know, it's not icing. So that take that off the mind.
Well, I'm just thinking about football when you're offsides that you know you jump early but they don't have like so is that when a
years are turning I can
I'm just that. imagining like okay is that like when a player's like out of position like they're maybe you know, because isn't that a thing? Like if a player's like too, like in basketball, they call it cherry picking, where you're kind of like waiting down by the end of the goal.
Yeah.
You know, when mm-hmm. and you're, is that offsides?
Not totally. So offsides itself is really tricky.
So close though.
It's you're getting there. You're on the right track. Yeah,
you basically.
People call it differently every time too, which starts so many fights. But offsides is when a player crosses the blue defensive line into their zone before the puck goes in.
Okay.
So like if the puck comes out of the zone, but your team still has it, all of your team has to go across the blue line again and clear the zone before you can try to bring the puck back in. Or else okay. It would be offsides. So if a player was already in the zone and then the puck goes in, it's offsides.
Okay. I got it. So you get the puck, you gotta clear it. The whole team's gotta.
You gotta tag up. Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing great.
You're doing great. Well, you can like drop a point for that one because you weren't like totally wrong.
You weren't. But it's a tricky call. Like sometimes I'll watch and be like, they have to go back to like video review of like, is his foot on the line when the puck is over? Like it's a whole thing.
This is so interesting because it's like usually the typical scenario with this sports stuff is like some guy who's got to explain to the woman like what's going on. It's like, how do you not know this? It's completely like, I got two girls that are like, yeah.
This is, there was a whole bit. Speaking on that, there was a whole bit that I saw someone doing on TikTok where it was a girl and she was explaining all of this like football terminology, like sports terminology. We were talking about this, Avery. And she was like, I'm just going to explain it to my ladies because the guys are not dumbing it down enough for us. So like, and not even dumbing it down, like just not explaining it well. Like, let me womanize this.
Yeah.
And when I tell you like all of it was making sense, I was like, she's explaining it perfectly.
It was so great.
Come on, ladies.
Look at us.
A win for the girls. All right.
Okay. We're getting into fun stuff. Don't worry.
Yeah. Here's some fun slang for you. So what do you think chirping is?
Oh, dude, I know what chirping is. That's when, you know, you're running your mouth, talking trash.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's 1 for 3.
They have chirping in hockey. You can get a. Okay. That's why. So hold on. What's the penalty for chirping? You got to go sit in that box.
Well, not really, unless it's like a game misconduct or like roughing or like fist fighting. You're allowed to chirp as much as you want.
Run your mouth all day.
Oh, so that's just a term. They call it chirping.
Yep. They call it chirping. So if it's physical, then you get in the box.
Okay.
What do you know chirping from then?
Oh, that's just a common knowledge term.
Oh, all right.
You're like, that's just
from childhood.
That would be, if I ever played hockey, that would be my position. I'd be the chirper.
I can picture it. Yeah.
I fully believe that.
Makes total sense.
The trouble would be is if you run your mouth, but then you can't back it up. Because if you run your mouth and then someone drops gloves.
Wait, doesn't every team have an enforcer?
They should, but a lot of times it's just like, if you run your mouth enough, that's on you. You know?
Okay. Sometimes your enforcer can't save you.
Yeah. But like happens all the time. We get it from like benches and they'll scream at each other from like across the bench. Like, who was it? Panarin threw a glove across the bench. There was an Islanders player saying, go dye your hair. Like it was just.
Yeah.
Go dye your hair. That's weak.
They need to get some better chirping. The action is like honestly golden because it was something about, I don't remember what two players it was. I know the guy who said go dye your hair was in the Islanders. This was a while ago, but if I find the video, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
About the like, hey, like you can't just do stuff like that. And he was like
you were in the minors.
Do that shit in the minors, man. He goes, you were in the minors longer than me, you dumb fuck. He goes, don't do stupid shit. And he turns around and goes, go dye your hair.
Oh, wow. That's weak though. Go dye your hair.
Honestly, the entire interaction is just golden.
The best was you were in the minors longer than me. That's the part that gets me.
I call people dumb fucks now because of that. I heard it and I was like, oh my God, that's perfect.
Saved.
So. All right, next one. What's a fishbowl?
That used to be, Fishbowl used to be this drink that you could get at this spot called the Ugly Tuna Saluna. And it was like a Mai Tai or something. And they would put like four straws in it and you and your buddies would just drink that. But I don't, for some reason, I don't think that's what it means in hockey.
No, that'd be pretty awesome. The fishbowl.
Dude, that's got to have something to do with the penalty box, I think. No?
No.
Fishbowl. Oh, man, fishbowl. All right, let me get one more. Fishbowl. Is it a haircut?
Ooh. No, but that's a good one.
Okay.
No.
That's all I got. Fish, what?
It's all right. What is fishbowl? So if someone gets injured or like they hurt their face or whatever, but they're still playing, a lot of times they'll put the fishbowl on their helmet. So that's the full face shield. And it looks like
I've never even seen that.
It is the ugliest fucking thing ever. And every time we see it, we make fun of it. Cause it's just like, you, if you're a player, you don't want to have the fishbowl on. Like it's just looks.
Yeah.
Like,
they don't even, I was going to say, I those guys like don't care.
Yeah.
Like all of them, they like want to lose their teeth, don't they?
Oh yeah.
I mean, no, but,
they just have like the
visor.
If they have anything, yeah.
Some people don't. Some people don't have a visor. You don't have to.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't really even seen that.
Yeah. Say like you break your nose or something, but you got to keep, like you're going to still play or like it doesn't like take you out of the game. You will, for the next few games or so until it gets together, you'll have the full face shield. You'll have the fishbowl.
Okay.
It's a lot more, it's more like required to wear in like college hockey and younger, obviously for like protection, but it just, you know, you're wearing it and you look like a fish in a bowl.
Like, it's so tacky.
Massive. It's just not cute.
Yeah.
So they call it the fishbowl.
And we got to try to stay safe, man. Hockey's dangerous.
Oh, it really is.
I want to go back to the name of that saloon, though. The
the Ugly Tuna.
Where is that?
Columbus. I think it might still be around.
I
don't know, man. There was a lot of.
We're going on a field trip, so I have to go see this place.
I mean, this place is. Yeah. It smells exactly how it sounds. And a lot of mischievous behavior,
a lot of shenanigans.
Why am I not?
Yeah, there? Yeah.
Lots of shenanigans.
Obviously, I mean, they're serving fish bowls to people filled with alcohol. I mean, that's dangerous.
Yeah,
there's some places still around that do that. There's a place in Reno I know that does that still.
There's a place on the strip here that does that too, with like a big one.
Yeah. I haven't gotten one yet. One of these days.
Oh my gosh, we'll just have to have a girls' night, and that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Trent, next time you're in Vegas, we're going to go find the place.
Get a fishbowl.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm down.
All right.
All right. Next one is Swiss cheese.
Oh, dude. Okay. These are just like slang terms, like right? Slang.
We're getting more into slang. There's a couple later on that are like legit, but slang mostly. So this is where...
Swiss cheese.
And this one, I would say, I'll give you a little help here. This one you would like put into a chirp. It'd be part of a chirp to someone.
Okay. Well, yeah, my first thought would be, you know, maybe it's like when you got some holes in your pants or something, but maybe is that like, is that somebody's teeth missing? They say your mouth looks like Swiss cheese.
No, but that's funny.
No, but that'd be so funny.
That'd be so good.
You're coming up with some good like alternatives for these definitions, I will say.
Swiss cheese, this is crazy. And you guys know all these terms? Like you didn't look these up? This is just common knowledge with the game, huh?
A couple of these I actually have not, like,
really.
I didn't hear at first. It did take me a while to, like, hear them, and then I was like, I know what that is now.
But, like, once you hear it and know it, you notice it more.
Is that a chirp, like you would say to a goalie if they suck really bad?
Yes!
Is that it?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, because, you know.
Oh, my God, I'm so proud of you right now.
Got two! Two on the board.
It's a goalie who, like, lets a lot of pucks in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm good with the slang term stuff. I can, if I can think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
Could probably figure them out.
Fun. Here's another one you're going to love. Ready?
Yep.
What is bunk cheddar?
A lot of cheese references in this game, huh?
Yeah.
Called what cheddar? Bunk.
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 Bunk B-U-N-K. Cheddar?
B-U-N-K. Bunk cheddar.
Bunk. Bunk cheddar. I like that. I think that's something, I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to incorporate that.
Figure it out.
I can totally see you saying it all the time.
Bunk cheddar. Bunk cheddar. Is that like a slap shot when you hit it like real fast or something? You hit it hard? You put that bunk cheddar on it?
Not quite, but I like it. That's how you're going to use it. I can tell.
Put some bunk cheddar on it.
That's bunk. When I feel like I've heard the term bunk before, that's like not good.
Mm.
That's bunk. Bunk cheddar.
Oh, this is so great.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
I love this so much. I'm so happy you're on today. I needed this. Well,
as long as you're having fun. Man, bunk, what is bunk cheddar?
Bunk cheddar, top shelf. So when you score, top shelf.
Oh, so I wasn't. Okay, so I was thinking that, yeah.
Yeah, you score top shelf, it's bunk cheddar.
Okay.
Yeah. And
is top shelf above the shoulders?
Top shelf is basically, I think it's further on in the list, but we can take it out. Top shelf is like either of the top corners of the goal.
Okay.
So here's the goal. It'd be the top.
Now, is that more difficult?
I mean, I don't play, so probably.
Oh, okay. unless this one's on. I was going to say, I feel like five hole is probably most difficult.
Oh.
What's that?
You know what? Let's go with that. Let's throw that in. What's a five hole?
What's a five hole, Trent?
Oh, that's right. That's crotch. That's right between. Is that it?
Right between the legs.
Dude,
yeah, it is. Hey. God, that's funny.
Your boy's coming through with some surprises, huh?
We got three.
I'm so proud.
Three on the board.
And that one was quick.
Yeah, that one.
I know that five hole.
All right.
Wow.
So what is nasty?
Nasty.
Man, that was nasty.
I mean, that could be, yeah, that's a,
it's a fairly chill one.
Yeah, no, that's probably like a great play, right?
Almost verbatim what we wrote down. Really, yeah. Great play.
Really great play, it's just nasty.
Yeah. I think that's a term you could, they say they use that in a lot of different sports.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That was nasty.
Everyday life, really.
That was dirty.
This one is more technical, but still a fun one that I love. What's a one timer?
Oh man, I feel like I should know this. a one timer. One timer. When you is that like a maybe you get the pass and just tap it, like you don't pull back for the shot, just like a little flick?
No, it's actually the opposite. So it is when you pull back and like full on, it's kind of like a slap shot, but the difference between a slap shot and a one timer is that the puck stops. Like, so a one timer, the puck is passed to you, you straight up wind up and hit it, like you don't stop the puck, it is one motion.
Okay.
Like one continuous, the puck doesn't stop moving. If it's just a slap shot, like you can have it, hold it there on your stick, and then just go back and slap shot. But a one timer is when the puck does not stop moving.
Like someone passed it to you and you just rip it.
Yeah.
Yep. I've heard that term before.
Yeah. Gosh. So there is a difference between a one timer and a slap shot. Fun fact.
Fun mm-hmm. fact. For those out there that didn't know.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is a glitch. What is a glitch? See, this is one I have recently learned.
Really? So, well, I use like a different variation of the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
Talking about like a certain, I can use like for a certain person or whatever, you know? Yeah. What's a glitch?
Wait, so you gave me a hint, maybe. So this is referring to a type of person?
It can be.
Okay. They're a glitch. Well, they're probably not the sharpest tool in the shed. A glitch might be that is that somebody on the team that man, I don't know. Maybe took one too many shots to the head.
See, that's what I always thought too. I was like, this can't be a good
Really?
thing. Yeah,
It
because
can't be a
look,
good
like
thing.
in a game, like a video game or something, if it's glitching, that just does not
Yeah.
sound good. I'm like, why are we? No, like we don't want a player that's a glitch. That sounds bad. Apparently, I'm wrong.
No, it's a
Oh,
good
it's a good thing.
thing.
Yeah, who knew?
What is it? So what's it mean?
It's like an insanely good player. So like the way I only really use it
This
is
is
like,
that's a Canadian slang term for sure.
oh yeah, like I say a cheat code, but most commonly people say a glitch. So like say Connor McDavid, one time he like toe dragged his way through like fucking both defenders and everybody and scored, and it was like insane. It was like he's a glitch. Like he's a human cheat code. Like he's a glitch. He's that good.
See, I like cheat
Yeah.
code better because that to
Yeah.
me makes more sense. I'm like a cheat code, like
Yeah.
I actually, you know what? I kind of like it. I should have got that
A
because it's
glitch.
like a glitch in the system, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking.
You're
I
doing
mean,
great.
in your defense, I wasn't either. I still think I'm like, I ain't gonna use it. That one's not for me.
Cheat code works too.
Yeah, I was like, I'll stick with cheat code, or just he's a really good player. I'll stick with that.
All right. God, I love this one because it's so funny. What's Letty?
Letty?
Letty.
A slow skater.
No.
Letty. Okay. Let me get one more stab at this.
Oh yeah,
You're
we'll
doing
give you a
great.
couple stabs.
Is Letty? Huh?
You're
We'll
doing
give
great.
you a couple stabs at it.
Letty. Man. Letty. Because that's the it's like, you know. I'm just associating what like I hear lead, so that makes me think.
Can
I
I spell
don't
it?
know. Letty.
Not.
Yeah, spell it. Yeah, let yeah.
Letty. Letty. Tease.
Letty.
Tease
Let.
it.
That's Letty. Okay, this might be too much. Use it in a sentence. Is that too much?
I'm
Or
trying to think about how to like phrasing.
well, how would you use the term?
Oh, boys got the Letty. You know, like. Check out the Letty on that guy.
Oh man,
Just like dumb shit.
he's got that junk in the trunk.
The way I knew you were gonna say that once Avery said what she said, I was like, he's gonna think it's
You got them hoodie
booty.
pops. He's his diapers full. Is that what it is?
No, it's the hair. He's got really great hair. Great
Oh.
hair. Got the lettuce, got the flow going.
Oh, let okay. Dang, I like
Letty.
that. That's another one I'm gonna use. I'm taking
You
it.
change
You're like,
hair
I'm
so
saying
often that honestly you could get away with saying it. If
Letty, that
that's
boy
not
got
in your
the let.
next Instagram caption, I'm gonna be pissed.
Got the
The Letty.
Letty.
Got the Letty.
Got the Letty.
Friends
I
got
like
the
it.
Letty.
That's cool. There's some cool stuff in hockey.
Oh yeah, they've got some
Got some cool little terms.
this next one's one of my favorites because it can
Okay.
go like two very different ways.
Yeah.
Both
So,
are allowed, but
in your words, Trent, what would you say is a barn burner?
oh, I know that term. That's from I was a big wrestling fan as a kid, and that's what the boy Jim Ross would always be like, we got a barn burner.
Love
So
it.
that's like a intense game mashup, you
Yeah.
know, it's back and forth, you know.
Barn burner.
People are you know, slapping pucks, slapping each other. Yeah, that's a barn burner. It's a great game.
You got it. Yep.
Yep.
Five on the board.
And speaking of this, I want to throw in one real quick just for funsies, because we're already here.
Yes.
What's
Do
a
it.
wagon?
A wagon.
Wagon. This is one of my favorite ones. I say it all the time.
I mean, a wagon. Mm-hmm. That's got to be taught. Is that where are we taught? A wagon. Yeah, I don't want to keep talking about butt stuff, but wagon. A wagon. What's a wagon?
I just want to see where you go with this now.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm not trying to go. I feel like there's some of this stuff just sounds kind of obvious. Like if you were like, you know, yeah, that dude's got a wagon.
In that context, I would probably say it's a butt as well.
Yeah.
It's a nice booty. But
what does that, like a wagon, what, you know, you can pull a wagon. You can have a wagon wheel. You kind of push. Is that, I don't,
man. I'm loving the thought process.
The gears are turning.
Yeah, dude. Imagine being me. You know, and trying to have to, you know, I keep thinking, but there ain't a whole lot going on. A wagon. I don't know. Maybe is that okay. This is a weird way to get there, but maybe a wagon is when you have one player that scores all your team's goals.
I like where your head's at, but that's not quite it.
Do you? Is it even close? It can't even be close.
It could be. Wagon is like a team or a single. It could be used for a single player. It's like to describe them when they're just like full force ahead, like taking no prisoners, like they're rocking shit out. It's just, oh, damn, they're a wagon.
Okay. I'm actually not mad at myself for that. I did kind of.
You got there. Like you're right there. But it's like.
The thoughts were processing.
The beginning of like last hockey season, everyone was like, oh my gosh, Vegas is a wagon. Like, oh my God, they were winning nonstop. Like Vegas is a wagon. And then playoffs last season, they have Rangers t-shirts that says wagon. Cause it was like Rangers were nonstop.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's
where the term bandwagon comes from too. You know, when people jump on a team just cause they're doing well.
Yeah. See, it all comes together.
The connections.
Yeah.
All right. I'll hit you with the next one. What is saucer?
That's saucer. That's got to be a puck. Super fast shot. A saucer. Flying saucer. Is that slang term for a puck?
I was going to say, you actually were not completely wrong. You were not completely wrong. You were very, very close. It's not a
goal. It is nice.
It's not a goal, though. It is like if you're passing it to someone and the puck has a little bit of air under it, and it's just, like you said, flying saucer, but it's to another person instead of
saucer
to
the pass.
Okay, yeah. It's a pass.
Sauce. Yeah. Sauce it to me.
Okay.
Yep.
That was good though. I like.
Well, some of them are kind of, they're not that hard.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Don't give me too much credit.
We're hitting you with some real weird ones though, I'll be honest. Isn't it fun? Are you having fun?
Yeah. I'm having a good time.
Trent, do you still love us?
Of course. Yes.
Well, we already hit you with Top Shelf, so we know
this is the most I've had to thank in a long time. It's, you know, I'm like
all the brain power.
I know. Can you tell? I'm like, whoa.
Get those brain cells going.
Get you ready for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So we did Top Shelf. This one is like one of the most stereotypical hockey bro terms ever. I think that's one of the first ones I ever heard learning the game. Bar down or bar down ski?
Bar down.
It's interchangeable. So people say bar down, they'll say bar down ski. It means the same thing.
Bar down. Bar down. Bar down ski. Is that referring to like the line change? Or like a player coming in and out? Nope.
This is so fun.
Bardownski. Bar down. Bar down.
You're getting there.
Is that like heads up?
No.
Oh, bar down.
What is bar down? What is bar down?
Bardownski. Bardownski is when you take a shot at the goal, it hits the crossbar and it goes down and in. So it's
bar down. It counts as a goal?
If it crosses the line, it counts as a goal, but it can hit the crossbar and go down and in.
Okay.
And so it's a goal and it's Bardownski.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get that one.
You were the more you kept saying it, I totally thought you were going to get there.
I think it was too the bar down.
Yeah.
Like too obvious. I you know, sure. Outthought myself.
Would you like to try we'll hit you with the definition on the, we've got three more. We'll hit you with the definition. Do you want to try to come up with the slang for it?
Yes.
Can I just say real quick? I want to do the last one just because I think it'll be hilarious.
Okay. Perfect. Great. I'll do the next two. You do the last one.
Okay.
So what do you think it's called when your teeth get hit and they fall out?
When you get hit and your teeth fall out, there's a specific name for that, huh?
It's two words. I'll give you this. It's two words, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a phrase.
Okay. Yeah. When you get hit in the mouth,
mm-hmm.
just by a punch or a puck.
Doesn't matter. Any kind. If you want a specific example, there's one that I can tell you.
Do it. Do it.
James Neal got high sticked in the mouth. All front eight of his teeth were gone. Like, dang. They fell out of his mouth. So they would say he was this.
Okay. He got a.
He was blank, blank.
He yeah. was. Man, that's a. Man, I probably shouldn't think so much about it. We'll call it a. I don't know. A I gum.
Oh, a what?
A gum job. He got gum jobbed.
Ooh. No, but I think that's like, pretty funny. No, but I think that's really funny. Would you like to try again, or would you like to hear the answer?
Or, a slick nickel.
Can't say that it's that.
No.
I want to know.
That wasn't even good. I don't even know what I'm thinking. What is it?
It's spittin' chiclets.
Oh, I've heard. Yeah. I've heard that.
I had a. That's a pretty popular one. So I was like, maybe he'll get this one if we give him the definition instead.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't right. My head wasn't in that one.
You let us down.
I know. I was trying to be clever with it. It was right there. I'm going to do better with these next two. I promise.
You're doing great.
You got it. I believe in you. So the next one is, what do you think the slang term is for an assist?
An assist. Good Samaritan. An assist.
That's cute. I like
a dime.
What?
Is it a dime? That's what it is in basketball.
Ooh.
You no, drop a dime.
No, but I like that.
You know, dime, a helping hand. I don't know. I ain't got nothing great for that one.
Nice.
Is it a funny term?
I mean, it's kind of, it's, I don't know if I would say it's funny. You know, like it's more just like, yeah. Honestly, kind of, in my opinion, one of my least favorites, other than what was the one earlier, a glitch. I'm like, I think it's just so like boring. I'm it's like,
something really? That like a lot of people say, like, I know like a friend of mine who plays hockey, whenever he gets an assist, he'll talk about it with this term.
Okay. Had a, what is it?
An apple.
I never. So how do you like? Oh yeah, I had a couple apples last night.
Yeah.
Gabe, you know. Basically, yeah.
My friend will like post about. Oh,
why do they call it an apple?
I don't know. It just is. I don't make the rules. I just.
Share we just them. Enforce them.
But he'll post about it and be like, "Oh yeah, one goal, two apples," and he'll put the two like the apple emoji and stuff.
Okay. So yeah, that is this. Yeah. That makes me feel better about the previous guesses that I had, because they were just completely like, how would you even know?
Yeah.
Why would you call it an apple?
I like dime. I didn't know that they used dime in basketball. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also, if you drop a dime on somebody, that means you tell on them.
Oh,
you would know that.
So yeah. All right. What's this last one?
Right, the last one. We're going to go back and I'm going to tell you the term and you're just going to guess what it is. Cause it's just, it's so funny. It's used all the time. I think it's hilarious. Obviously.
So guess the definition of it.
Okay.
What is a rocket?
I mean, it's a rocket. I keep wanting to go back to just cause it sounds, a lot of these are like, this sounds like how you would describe a puck or a shot or something like that. But this one's, you're saying this one's a little bit funny.
I think it's funny. We both, I don't know. I hear, every time I hear people say it, I'm like, oh, that's fun. I think it's a fun
one. I was trying to like think of something goofy. I mean, but I doubt that hockey, well, I don't know. Maybe hockey would be the sport that would happen in, but, you know, I hope it's not when somebody gets a little too excited during the game. And you can see it through their pants. But that would be fun. That would be – hockey should have a term. Like, wouldn't that be fun if you had a sport that was an actual thing in?
So funny.
What's a rocket?
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. A rocket. I'm just going to say that's a rocket is a really fast skater?
No, but I see why you think so. Do you want one more or do you want me to give it to you?
A rocket. Well, see, I'm thinking you're saying that it's like really funny.
Well, to us it is.
A rocket.
I think you'll appreciate it. That's also why I think it's funny.
Okay.
Like I can see you using this in the future.
Okay. That's a rocket.
Maybe it's just because I know you, but still.
Well, that's the thing. The hockey is an interesting game.
Weird, right? Yeah.
I think it's the only sport where you can actually, you know, there you can fight. So, rocket. But you tell me.
A rocket is what hockey players or hockey guys will use to, like, they'll say rocket to describe a hot girl that they see.
Oh.
They're like, oh my God, check out that part of the game. Fans.
Oh, she's a rocket?
Oh, she's a rocket.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I try to...
You're full of it. I see you using that for sure.
Really?
I know you. I can see you using it for sure.
I try to stay away from the adjectives when describing women. I feel like that.
Respect.
That's the best bet. Unless it's just like, hey, she's a nice lady. She's a
nice lady.
A rocket. Yeah, but that's pretty harmless though.
Exactly. Which is why I'm like, right? She's a rocket. Good. Like, yeah.
Hockey guys
like
must
if
be
someone, pretty- if someone called me a rocket, I'd be like, oh, okay. Like flattered. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocket. Weren't you a rocket?
Didn't get there, but thank you for reminding me.
you're still a rocket.
I love it.
Yeah, rocket.
Superstar.
I will say, like, when I first heard that one, I definitely thought it was more to describe the puck as well. Like, it's just an absolute, like,
how do you even hear that? How does that come up?
People just say it. Like, I hear it all the time. People, and like, it's just like such a thing. And if you like, one of the best ways I can tell you, it perfectly exemplifies like dumbass hockey culture is the TV show Shoresy. And you'll hear it a few times. You'll hear Bar Down. You'll hear all this kind of stuff in it.
And that's
well. Let me. How did you two get into hockey?
How did we get into hockey?
Yeah, because I mean, Vegas just got a team, right?
That's like 5 years ago now. What, 5 or 6?
Yeah.
But how is that when you got into hockey?
Yeah.
I mean, when I like really got into it, my sister and I used to watch it when we were younger, and we would mainly watch the Bruins. But then I kind of stopped watching, and then obviously Golden Knights came, and I was like, "Woo, hockey again!"
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
I will say
I had a great time. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
You got 25%.
That's me. I'm a 25%er. That's
so well done.
Not surprised. That's about par for the course.
You did great.
That's awesome.
I will say you knew a fair amount of them, and your thought process to getting some of these that you didn't get, I really liked. So
let's do this real quick.
Oh gosh.
Let's see if I go ask me a random one that I miss, and let's see if I retain the information to know what it is.
Ooh. Carson, you go ahead and do this because you're keeping track.
Okay. Oh, I didn't keep track of which ones he got though.
Oh.
I think I remember.
Or just ask me a random. I want to see if I retained anything.
What's a fishbowl?
A fishbowl, that's the mask.
Yep, good.
When a player's broke his nose or teeth or something, he's got to put that on?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just for some reason to protect their face, like, completely.
What's bunk cheddar?
Oh, bunk cheddar, that's that top shelf.
He retained it. I'll hit you with a harder one. What's icing?
Oh, shoot.
Gotta go back early in the game.
Yeah, the ice. Well, that's one of the technical things. So icing is when, is that the one where it's like you gotta, it has something to do with the lines because you have to clear the puck, right?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Is that it?
You're on the right track.
Sort of.
You got it.
Right. Yeah, that's the tech. We'll have to get to. I think that's the last time I watched a hockey game was Carson. I don't know. I think maybe you were there. It was at your place because it must have been a couple of years ago now because there was a UFC fight going on that I wanted to watch, but we watched.
Oh, hockey. Carson was there. My other friend Mark was there.
Okay. So you remember. That's the last time
I remember because you wanted to turn on UFC and I said no. Mm.
Wait, but
who? I said, no. Yep, he showed up. He pulled shrimp out of a backpack, and I was like, okay.
when you say it like that, it sounds weird.
It was just such an on-brand thing that I was like, yeah.
Shrimp out of a backpack. Sounds like one of these hockey slang terms. He's got shrimp in a backpack.
If you had to make it a term, what would you say that would be?
What would you say that was a term for?
Shrimp in a backpack. Shrimping. He's shrimping.
What would it mean?
What would shrimping mean?
Yeah.
Definitely something illegal.
Mm-hmm.
I think shrimping would be smacking somebody in the shins.
Ooh.
With your stick. Shrimping.
Just full on Tanya Harding their ass. Oh my
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is just shrimping them.
God, that's
great. Love that. Here we are making new terminology.
Look at us.
Yeah, that's fun.
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Well, you made it through our whole list. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The whole thing. I hope it was decent.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Okay, good.
That natural humor coming through.
Did it? I don't know, man. Oh, felt a little rough for me at times.
Well, in your defense, it was kind of at your expense. So.
Good. Hey, as long as it worked for you and your people like it.
Do you feel you learned something? I mean, I feel like you know some really good hockey terminology.
Yeah, I think I learned that. These hockey folks, they like to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know? 100%. It seems like a fun game. Obviously, got some characters.
Definitely.
A lot of toothless people, fun haircuts. They like to party.
True.
They like
to live. I feel like you can hold your own now if you go to a hockey game, people around you saying some like slang terms, you'd be like, I know that one.
Yeah.
We'll have to take you to a game and test your knowledge.
That's what I would say. If I'm out there, I would love to go. I've been the ones in Columbus, they were a lot of fun. Obviously, you could tell I didn't really know what was going on.
I will say Columbus is bombing right now, so
that's
yikes.
Yeah.
But damn. Yeah.
That's Ohio. It's so weird. We're such a sports centric place, you know, mm-hmm. especially football. Football is huge.
Oh, you're talking to the right person about that.
Yeah, but you would think we would, I don't know, maybe it's the market. I don't know. But you would think we would have a little bit more success.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Hey, don't I know?
Yeah. It all went downhill. Yeah. LeBron left, and then everything went to crap.
I mean, yeah. It's always kind of been, you know, it was nice to have him for a little while.
For sure. Avery's like, I have no clue.
No, I'm not following anymore. Wrong sport.
That was when my family stopped watching Cleveland sports. My parents are from Ohio as well, so that's when we stopped watching Cleveland.
From where?
Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah, okay, up north.
Yep.
Right on.
On Ohio.
next time you're out here, Trent, we got to get you to a game.
Yeah. Have you been to a Golden Knights game?
Nope.
Okay, well, you have to. And then you also have to go to a Silver Knights game just because you love me.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
That, goes
live sport. I'm down for anything.
Hell yeah.
Live sports, especially in Vegas.
Oh yeah, we're a fun time.
A whole party. It's a whole, I mean, frankly, sometimes a whole club. They go all out. Well, thanks for enduring our
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We're glad that she came on. We're glad we had you on.
Thank you. I had a blast. Anytime. I
think we should definitely take you to a game and then bring you back on and test your knowledge again.
Oh my gosh. Anything.
More than five. We'll keep track and we'll keep a little tally going of how many times, how much better.
Oh yeah.
So good.
It's gonna be fun.
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Until next time.
All right.
Oh, that was fun.
Wow.
Poor freaking Trent. He literally only got five of those, right?
Honestly, I give him props. I know him very well, I didn't think he would get a lot.
I really do. I think it would be so funny if we tested him again. Let's take him to a game. We'll whip out the mini mics.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Knowledge. I think that'd be so funny.
He'd be so down.
Oh yeah. He'd be a hoot and a half at a hockey game. I just know it.
Oh my gosh. I know. We keep trying to get him over to Vegas for the weekend, but boy, as busy as all get out. So
typical. Yeah. Well, that's all that I have for this week. And you as well. Yeah.
Honestly. So if you want to find Trent on Instagram, his is at Trillmix, TRILLMIXX. Don't ask me why. It has always
been.
That's what it's always been.
He's got his reasons.
I know. God bless him. But he has a bunch of shows. If you're in the LA area, keep an eye out. As for us, we are at @_hockeygirls on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I love that I had to think about that.
I know. Yeah, it's been a moment.
Wow.
Make sure to like, rate, subscribe, all the really fun things that we have to say. Our podcast, we are on Spotify, Apple Music, Audible, and Amazon Music.
Yes.
Yeah, that's with some of those, make sure to, you know, give us 5 stars, all that really fun stuff. And
just leave a review. We want to hear your thoughts. Nobody talks to us. So.
I know, you know, send us some comments, send us things that you want to hear. If we're not talking about things that you want us to talk about, let us know. We'll start talking about it. If you have game suggestions, let us hear them, because we've been enjoying coming up with games lately. So that's awesome.
It's been a good time. I love that the Monday Smasher Pass is such a thing now.
Yes. And as always, this podcast is not affiliated with any team whatsoever in any
capacity. NHL, AHL organization, nothing.
So on that note, we will see y'all, talk to y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.